This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Good morning, Jane. How are you? And welcome.
Well, it's just a delight to be here, Macca. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm looking forward to a top show. It is action-packed.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we need to be careful because there will be a shriek any moment, I'm sure.
Well, there's certainly a lot of paraphernalia in the office.
I know.
Top to toe in red, white and blue. Even, I think, some face paint might be coming on soon.
Oh, dear. So, before Peter gets here, I wanted to ask you, as an MP, a state government MP, member for Brunswick, when I send you an email or someone sends an email, they get a message and it says basically we get a lot of emails, we want to deal with them, stay with us, you know, we'll get back to you. So what's the process when your staff, when they get emails, obviously they read them, but then what is the process, how they prioritise them, how they deal with them, how they refer them to you, what's the process there?
Oh, look, we're just constantly looking at everything that comes into the office. I read everything that comes into the office and my staff and I meet and discuss the things that need priorities. Often there is great themes to what's coming in. We're an inner city seat in Brunswick, which has some terrific attributes to it, which is why we all love living there, but it's got its challenges. We've got, you know, a lot of development going on there. It's a rapidly changing environment. We've got growing numbers of families choosing to call Brunswick home. So you've got issues around schools, making sure that the schools are up to scratch and also are large enough to cope with a booming population. People are flocking to Brunswick. We've got housing affordability issues. We've got social housing issues. All of these things are things that we are trying to assist the local community with on a daily basis. It's a privilege to be able to do that. And there's some terrific things that are coming out of the development that's occurring, but there are also things that are causing people concerns. So,
because I think traffic, I mean, I live in Moonee Ponds and I know Brunswick well. I lived there for many years. Traffic is a big issue, and you know, the development of a lot of high rise, and what seems to be a byproduct of that is the on-street parking is under incredible pressure.
I think you've absolutely just smacked that one out of the park on what. So take the biggest example we've got at the moment, well, not the biggest, but one of the most topical is Sydney Road. You've got an arterial road, which people use to get from one end to another. So it's a thoroughfare. It's also a destination. It's also a home. So you've got trams down there. You've got cars. You've got increasing bicycle traffic. You've got pedestrians. You've got restaurants. And you've got off there all of the side streets with people's homes. So we are going through a very complex exercise of trying to... Some people want all of the cars, the parking taken off Sydney Road. You have the traders who say that will kill our businesses and therefore strangle the very thing that people love about Sydney Road, which I really am concerned about.
You can't,
you know, I mean, and people choose to live in Brunswick. I mean, it's not just a thoroughfare for people. People live in Brunswick. They like to be able to walk to Sydney Road. They love the eclectic mix of shops. And so these are the balancing issues. Now, I don't think you ever get it 100% so everybody's satisfied. You'll never get that. But we have to deal, because there's flow on from everything. So you take, for example, you take cars off Sydney Road.
Where are they going to go?
Where are they going to go? Now, our side streets are already in Brunswick incredibly choked and busy. In terms of bikes, you've got the upfield bike path. That needs an upgrade. We need to focus on those matters. But as long as you're discussing it and having a mature conversation and people have their views heard, I think you can find your way through.
And, of course, you know, you've got, you know, a huge number of nationalities in Brunswick. You've got, you know, some, you know, very expensive real estate and some, let's say, some affordable real estate. You talked about the public housing and the mix. I'm in the suburb when I lived there. There were pockets of Brunswick that were hugely disadvantaged, and I'm sure there still are. But the call it the gentrification of the suburb is having a big impact, isn't it, in terms of people, traditional residents perhaps, not being able to afford to live there if they're renting.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the great challenges of the inner city. So traditionally, of course, it was the poor parts of Melbourne, and there was huge, you know, we have the social housing, massive social housing in some of the other pockets, the inner city pockets, but Brunswick has very limited. It doesn't have any of those towers. It has some small...
Some
walk-ups, but really, so in terms of people being able to rent, whether you are lower socioeconomic or you're a student, it's becoming increasingly difficult. It's the gentrification, you know, a small terrace is $1 million.
Yeah.
It's a huge change, even in the last few years.
I think I love some of the... You know, the parks in Brunswick that a lot of, a lot of work's been put into. I actually, it's not a plug for Safeway, but I shop at the Safeway in Albert Street.
I love that, yeah.
And the apartments and stuff that are being built there, it's going to put huge pressure on that car park. But again, you know, you've got to expand the suburb and the amount of accommodation.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.